Right now, though, very pleased to welcome to the show. Speaking of the Calgary Hitmen, a guy that we all know from going way back to when he was just 2 years old. He was in that very famous photo where he was a little two-year-old, sick and tired of talking about it, no doubt, when he joined the Calgary Hitmen on ice. And now, all of a sudden, he has been drafted into the National Hockey League. Very pleased to welcome Hunter Shinkarak. Hunter, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me.
Listen, it's our pleasure, and congratulations on being drafted this past weekend. I want to back it up, though, if that's okay, and go back to you just being an overall rink rat, if you will, because hockey has been in your blood for some time. Your dad, Roger, of course, the dentist with the Calgary Hitmen, and you guys have always been around the saddle. When did you know that you wanted to, you know, to make hockey your life?
You know, I've been really lucky. You know, my family has been involved in hockey, and, you know, my dad being the dentist for the Hitmen, we've always kind of been around, you know, top players, and I've really had that opportunity, which, you know, I'm very thankful for. But I think that that it kind of started from a young age, my passion. I wrote a story in preschool about wanting to be drafted in the NHL, so it's been my dream for a long time now.
Do you remember how that story went? That's fascinating.
It's kind of funny. My favorite team at the time was the Dallas Stars because I wore number 9 because of Mike Modano. So I said I wanted to be drafted in the NHL by the Dallas Stars. So, you know, I was drafted, but, you know, it wasn't by Dallas. So it's kind of funny how, you know, at the end of the day, my goal way back when has come true.
Is there somebody, I know your folks are very active in your career, in your life, and you guys are a very close family. Who, though, maybe it was family, but who was the one that you sort of looked to and turned to for inspiration throughout your young hockey career?
For me, it's for sure my sister. She was diagnosed with diabetes when she was 2. And, you know, anytime you live with a disease like that, it's definitely tough. And she's someone who's the most positive person I know, and, you know, whenever something, you know, didn't go perfectly or didn't go well, you know, I kind of look at her and see, you know, what she would have to do to just go through something tough and not have to worry about diabetes for the rest of her life. So, you know, I'm lucky to have her in my life, and she's definitely my biggest inspiration.
Did you turn to her, and did you guys talk, you know, as you guys are growing up, she's a little bit older than you, but did you turn to her, like, maybe when you started getting into the Western Hockey League and when hockey became more serious for you, how would she influence you?
You know, I think the biggest influence that she put on me was in my midget year. I broke my tibia and fibula, and I didn't play the whole year. And, you know, she really helped me out with just staying positive, and that was kind of the point where, you know, I looked and said, you know, what she would, you know, do to just have a broken leg for a year. And, you know, I think that was a time where she really reached out and really pulled me through that year because it was definitely a tough year.
You know, that's incredible when you think about just perspective and what she was going through. And then, of course, as you mentioned, you being laid up, maybe the least of your worries. But you guys as a family, you know, as you enter the draft and the excitement surrounding it, it must have been an incredible moment for you guys to sort of, you know, head to Newark, into the New York area, and really be able to share this as a group.
It was unbelievable. You know, definitely my mom, my dad, and my sister are really the reason why I'm there, but, you know, I have great cousins, great family, friends, and, you know, we had about 20 people who went down to support me, you know, my grandparents included, so I was really lucky to have all of them down there, and to be able to, you know, celebrate that moment with them made it just that much more special because they've all, you know, been just as big of a part of, you know, developing me as I have been, so, you know, I'm lucky to have all of them there, and, you know, definitely was one of the best weekends of my life.
Now, you've got all this family there, and you're a Calgary guy, and you've got all the family there, the draft is on, you're a highly ranked prospect, and all of a sudden now you've got to play the game like everybody else does. You've got to sit and wait for your name to be called. How difficult is that? Take us through that with the emotions and everything that's running through your mind. What are you thinking about as you wait to hear your name?
You know what, it's definitely pretty nerve-wracking. You know, going into the draft, you know, most of the rankings, some had me in the top 10, and I think the lowest one that I had seen was in 20s and a lot in the kind of the 15 range. So, You know, I kind of had an expectation of where I thought I might go in the draft, and then, you know, when you started getting down past 15 and down past 20, it was definitely a little nerve-wracking, and I'm sure my parents felt the same way, but, you know, at the end of the day, to go 24th overall was unbelievable, and I was so happy and so excited. It made that wait worthwhile, but it was definitely a pretty stressful wait.
I know a lot of people at 22 were hoping and expecting to hear your name. When you were available at 22 and the Flames had a selection, there was a lot of people who were hoping and expecting that you would be selected there by the Flames. Are you one of them as well? Did you think you were going to Calgary?
I wasn't too sure. You never really know with any pick on, you know, where they're going to go. But, I mean, Calgary is a city that I've grown up in, and it definitely would have been cool. It definitely was pretty anxious waiting for them to make the pick. But, at the end of the day, they chose a different player, and, you know, they felt that he was more accustomed to, you know, to playing for them than I was. So, there's not much I could do about it, but, at the end of the day, I'm happy to be a Canuck, and, I guess that's just part of the draft. Things happen that you're not really expecting, I guess.
How's that sound? You just said it right there. I'm happy to be a Canuck. When the Vancouver Canucks selected you two picks later at 24, then what? What then?
You know what? I was so excited to go to a market that has some great fans. You know, Vancouver is a beautiful city. I've been lucky to go there quite a few times. I have family down there. And, when they took me, it was unbelievable. It was a feeling that still really hasn't sunken in yet. It seems pretty surreal. So, I'm so fortunate that they took me, and, now it's just about working hard and making sure that I don't let them down with taking me with that pick.
Sometimes when you hear players slip in the draft, they want to, prove something to the teams that didn't select them. We heard that out of Seth Jones, wanted to make those other teams sort of pay. Is that something for you that you will use, that maybe either Calgary didn't pick you or the fact that other teams didn't want to look at you? You play with a little edge because of it, or who cares? I'm where I am.
I think that being a competitive kid, you want to go as high as you can. And a Bantam draft, I was selected 14th overall, and we have a little shooting area in our house, and I went down and put 13 over all the walls, and I told my parents that there's 13 teams that thought, players were better than me in that draft, and it's my goal to make sure they know that I was the best player in that draft. So, I'm sure I'll look at this the same way, but, there's a lot of great players that went in that draft, and I give respect to all of them. But, at the end of the day, I want to prove that I was, if not the best, one of the best players taken in that draft. And, it's up to me now to prove that.
Hunter Shinkaruk joining us, the newest Vancouver Canuck, as he was drafted over the weekend, 24th overall. When you were selected, what did your sister say to you?
She just said, I'm so proud of you. Obviously, it's pretty quick that you hug her, but, just all the hard work that I went through, and I wanted to make sure I gave her the best hug and just told her I love her because, like I've said before, she's a big person in my life. And, it was really special to be able to hug her, alongside my mom and my dad.
And so then the party's on, right? I mean, you got a couple of days to chill out, soak it all in, and enjoy the moment. The celebration between friends and family, how was it?
It was unbelievable. I was lucky enough that my family actually set out a really nice dinner to take me to after the draft, and we went out and had a great time. Celebrating with my family is something that I wanted to do. I wanted to have all of them there, and it was special that they all really enjoyed it. My jersey got passed around the table, and all my family friends and my grandparents put it on, and they're pretty excited. So It was a great celebration night, and I'm so lucky they came down to enjoy it.
That's what it's all about. Man, that sounds great. Tell me now, from the hockey side of things, what do you put on yourself? How realistic is it that you think, that at the pro game or maybe another year in junior, where do you put yourself right now?
I'm a kid who always sets my expectations, fairly high. It's going to be my goal to go into camp and make that team. All I can do is work on my game this summer, get stronger, work on my skating, work on my shot, work on my defensive zone play, and, you know, that's going to be my goal. So when I get to camp, I want to make sure that I give them as little, reason to send me back to junior as possible. But, at the end of the day, if I do get sent back, Medicine Hat's been unbelievable to me. And, it's a great place to go. So it'll be in their hands, but that's absolutely my goal to make the jump next year.
Last year, Hunter, you had 37 goals, 86 points. The year before that, 49 goals and 91 points. What now, as far, if you did go back to junior, I would imagine you have a keen eye on the World Junior Championship.
Yeah, absolutely. This year being cut was definitely, a tough part of my year, but at the end of the day, that was Hockey Canada's decision, and if I did have an opportunity to make that team this coming up year, it would be unbelievable. To try to bring back a gold medal to Canada is something that would be, right up there on my list of achievements. So, we'll see what happens, but, that's something that'll definitely be in the back of my mind.
And, of course, you've got to get ready. You ready to deal with John Tortorella?
Yeah, exactly. He's a great coach. He won the Stanley Cup in Tampa Bay, and, he gives his players, a lot of opportunity. You look at, how he treated Marty St. Louis and Vincent Lecalvier, and, I think that he definitely does have, a funny personality in the media, but he knows the game, and to have an opportunity to learn from him is something that I'm more than excited about.
Well, Hunter, I've known you for a long time. I love seeing you kind of come up the ranks from just a little guy right into the young man that you are and the hockey player you are today. And I know a lot of Calgarians are wishing you the best and going to be keeping an eye on you. Thanks for doing this, man. We appreciate it, and best of luck.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.